I can see the robber being attracted to the person they are robbing, but it's difficult to see the victim, as they're called, attracting the robber to them.
But they are just the same. The victim and the assaulter are co-creators of the event.
So one's thinking about what they don't want and getting it, and the other's thinking about what they do want and getting
That
it.
is correct. You see, it makes no difference whether you want it or not. The subject of your attention is that which attracts. That is why we say to you, that which you really, really want, you get. And that which you really, really don't want, you get. And the way you do not get powerful emotional thought is by not thinking the first not so powerful thought that is added to by law of attraction. You read in the paper that someone has been robbed. Unless you read a detailed account that brings forth great emotion within you, reading the account or hearing of it will not necessarily put you in the attracting mode. But as you read it and discuss it with another, and then see it reported upon the television, until you become emotionally involved, then you become an attractor for such an experience. That is why your statistics say that one out of five in your city will be robbed this year. It is because they do such a good job of stimulating your thought to the awareness of that, bringing it to you again and again until you not only think of it with emotion, but you expect it. It is no wonder that you get so many of the things you do not want. You give so much of your attention to the things that you do not want. We would recommend that if you hear of it, that you say, that is their experience. I choose not that, and release the thought and think of what you do want. Relationships are co-creating, you see. You are here in this environment surrounded by others because you are wanting to understand this business of co-creating. You are wanting to put your thoughts forth to attract others, that the merging of your thoughts may attract some experiences that you share. As you are giving thought to that which you do not want, you are powerful in your attraction of it.
I recall as a kid I had very poor health and was very weak, and I decided to build up my body and then learned how to defend myself and practiced it and got very good at it. And from the time I was a teenager until I was 33 years old, there was seldom a week that went by that I didn't have what we called a fist fight, that I didn't hit somebody in the face. Then my 33rd year, I made some decisions that I was going to stop taking revenge and so on and so forth. And since then, I have not hit one person. In other words, all those people that I thought were picking fights and starting fights with me, now that I don't practice for it anymore, they never come around.
You, in your 33rd year, changed the direction of your attraction.
Yes.
We have a question for you.
Yes.
Was there momentum involved, or was your clear conscious decision enough to change the attracting?
Well, in that case, it was not momentum. I quit. That's
Good.
true, I quit.
An answer to your own question. There is a word you use here, prejudice. And it is most often felt that there are those who do not like certain things about other beings, and in their dislike for those characteristics, there is great problem that is caused. We want to point out that it is not only the doing of the one who is accused of being prejudiced. More often, the one who feels prejudiced against is the most powerful creator in that experience. The being who feels that others do not like him for whatever reason, whether it is religion or race, color, no matter what the reason is that he feels that he is being prejudiced against, it is more often his attention to the subject that attracts his trouble than it is those from whom he attracts it.
There's a statement that doesn't seem to blend with what we've heard from you, and that is that opposites attract. And so that's different than you think in terms of like attracting like. Like an outgoing man will marry a shy woman, or an outgoing woman will marry and be attracted to a shy man.
Let us introduce the word harmony here, for it is important in the understanding of this. When two are exactly the same, then their intentions cannot be fulfilled. In other words, one who is wanting to sell does not do well to attract another seller. but the attracting of a buyer brings forth the harmony. That's right. It is a different subject. You see, it is the intent that is doing the attraction. The shy man attracts an outgoing woman because what he is wanting is to be more outgoing, and so he is actually attracting the subject of his wanting, you see. That which he does not see in himself, he attracts in the other.
How is it that some people attract what they want, something they've really, really wanted, and then when it comes, they find it to be a very negative situation? It brings them pain.
Ordinarily, it is not that what they have wanted and attracted brings them pain. It is that they have not been clear enough or specific enough, and so they have attracted something else as well. It is attracted out of confusion more than out of specific wanting.
Okay, that makes sense.
That is the value of the workshop. When you get into your workshop, visualizing all of the possibilities, letting your emotion come forth when you are touching upon that which you are really wanting, and then working upon that, staying focused there, then you will not have so much of that.
Is everything and everyone, is every world composed of thought or by thought? Or neither?
Both.
Or both.
Thought is the stuff or the vehicle through which all things are attracted or moved about. In other words, it all exists. See the world or the universe, mm-hmm. both, mm-hmm. as a sort of well-stocked kitchen where every possible ingredient that has ever been pondered, considered, thought, wanted, exists mm-hmm. in abundant quantity, never-ending quantity. And you are the chef. Mm-hmm. Soliciting forth from the shelves of your kitchen in whatever quantity you desire, and you are mixing it all together for the creation of your cake.
Mm-hmm.